Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Stuff. This is Carolyn from Bourbon Stuff, and as always, here is my husband, E.
Hello.
That hello sounded a bit too country pep.
Whatever. haters are gonna hate.
Alright, fuck it.
Sorry, I'm sorry I'm speaking banjo.
Is that what happens when I get tipsy?
Yes.
I start speaking banjo?
Yes.
Alright, so today we are cracking, opening, and
tasting
Oxbox. So I don't know how many of you have been to like your local Total Wine and seen this just very basic tan labeled bottle titled Oxbox sitting on the shelf. They retail for about $25.
Well, you probably won't see it in most of the country.
Oh my god, that's right,
but
from Jacksonville!
But in the Jacksonville area, you might have seen it sitting on the shelf in Total Wine, because this is from a local craft distillery, Forefathers Distillery, LLC.
I mean, Jacksonville, Georgia,
probably
like, Alabama.
Maybe Valdosta. I think they might be lucky to get it as far down as, like, Daytona, but that's neither here nor there. I don't expect them to have a high level of distribution yet.
I'll have to ask some of the Gainesville folks if they've seen it. So a little bit about this is that we actually tried batch one a few years ago when we were visiting a liquor store that had tastings. This is batch three.
Pre-Rona.
Yeah, pre-Rona.
Yeah, it was crazy. We lived a wild and vicarious lifestyle of going into stores without masks and drinking whiskey right there in front of other people. It was so weird.
All right. Very specifically, this is Oxbox 120.
Yeah, this is their cask strength bourbon whiskey. It is made from 95% corn, 5% malted barley.
Which is contrary to what Total Wine will say.
At least on their website.
Says 99. But we actually called the distillery prior to opening this and recording this, and the individual let us know that it is closer to 95.5 corn and malted.
And barley.
Yeah.
This is batch three, as we alluded to at the beginning, bottle 617, and when we also talked to someone at the distillery, they let us know that this particular release was around roughly 3 and some change years old, almost 3.5 years old. The fact that it's bottle 617 definitely means that this is a couple of barrels at minimum for the size.
It is a 375ml bottle. It is not a full bottle. So it is 25 for a 375.
No, it was full right up to the neckline.
Oh my god. Much like the title alludes, it is a 120 proof or 60% ABV bottle.
Yeah. So 3 and some change year old craft bourbon at cask strength from Florida for $25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't not get this for just the sheer curiosity, because, well, who knows? This could be absolutely mind-blowing. Shall we get into the nosing and then the tasting?
Yep. Hot.
It is hot on the nose.
Don't go in deep.
It's very rich on the nose.
I mean, like, scented anything on my hands right now.
Is it just a little too hot for you?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's very, very, if I put it on my skin and let it dry, it's very, very sweet corn.
Yeah. You definitely get the barrel notes as well.
Yeah, it's woodsy, it's sweet corn, has that almost, like, confectionery sugar smell to it that just
the sweet corn is definitely the predominant
note
on the nose. Like, thinking about that, it's not bad by any means, especially for a $25 bottle.
Yeah, and the color is good for what it
is. Okay, shall we get into the tasting?
Yep.
That is lovely.
That's delightful.
It is bourbony. It has a lot of those classic bourbon notes. The corn sweetness carries through on the palate, but a lot of that, like, charred barrel influence is also, you know, right behind it.
It's not tannic at all.
No. I also am not getting any, like, grassy notes or any, like, green flavors or young flavors.
No, but there's almost, like, this, like, cotton candy kind of finish to it. No, I have nothing bad to say about this. And for 120 proof, it drinks so soft.
Yeah, this is a lovely bottle that we have overlooked time and time again, sitting on the shelf. I don't know why. Mm. But, damn, that is good, especially for its price.
Yeah. I have genuinely zero complaints about this.
Like, Forefathers, you guys are, whatever you're doing with the Oxbox right now, keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can, make it a little bit older, but even if you can't, well, fuck it. This is good.
Yeah.
Maybe make it in full-size bottles. Like, that's the only other thing I could say. Like, you know what? No, there is one thing.
One complaint.
There is one complaint, but it is not with the liquid inside. It is with the way that it is sealed, and that is
add
the wax.
A damn tear strip.
Yeah, the...
I do not want to take a palette knife to the wax.
And the wax is very malleable, which you would think is a good thing, but it kind of, like, rolls like putty, more than anything.
It's slightly gummy, but it's nothing that we literally can't take off and clean off.
Yeah.
Like, use a heat gun and just...
Or even just trim off the edges to get a nice clean edge, but...
But of everything, our complaint is about the wax itself, and it's Florida, it's humid, wax will be affected.
Yeah. And not having enough of it.
Yeah, just... A bigger bottle.
Yeah.
Because I think this would be delightful just sipped on.
Absolutely.
It's tame enough that you could sip on it.
It could do great in a cocktail, for sure.
A very basic cocktail, yeah.
Because it has the proof, so it's going to carry through. The corn in the barrel would work well with any sort of bitters and a sweetener to make an old-fashioned easily.
I don't know that I'd want an old-fashioned.
That's okay.
Because old fashions generally have some sort of sweetener in it.
Yeah.
This is already a sweet bourbon.
Which is why it's great drinking neat. But also,
I don't like sweet drinks.
And that's exactly it. But for a lot of people, sweet drinks are what it's about.
Yeah.
And I think that this could hold up well in a cocktail. But I'm just going to keep drinking this neat and be a very happy camper.
Yeah. Like, absolutely.
This is one of those moments of, holy shit, this is way better than I expected going into it.
Yeah. Fuck. Alright, I really have nothing else to add to this. It is a good, solid bottle. If you are in a geographic location where you can find this, buy it.
We know some of you people are in Jacksonville and listen to this. Go to Total Wine, get a bottle of Oxbox.
Yep.
No, like, seriously, fucking do it.
With all that being said, please do check me out on Instagram. My username is bourbon_and_stuff. As always, if you'd like to contact us for any questions, comments, or concerns, and you don't want to do it through Instagram, you can do it through bourbonstuff@gmail.com. Thanks, as always, for supporting the podcast, be it by donating or simply sharing our link with anyone who may benefit from this. Definitely share this link with someone who you know in the lower states, possibly Georgia, definitely Jacksonville, because they need to buy this.
Yeah, they really do, especially for as cheap as this is, or rather as inexpensive as this is for such a good product.
Mm-hmm.
And with all of that being said, remember that all bourbons,
especially the craft distilled corn bibbies that drink way softer than the bottle would lead you to think they are.
Those are meant to be shared